It's time to get into the kitchen for Game Day Grub, presented by Tico People's Gas, Angie Buscelli, and Chef Tony. Well, they're still basking in the glow of the win last week, so we stay with Tex-Mex.
Welcome to Game Day Grub, presented by Tico People's Gas. We're here in a Dreamfinders home model in Longfield Preserve, which is a natural gas community. I am partnered here with Chef Tony from Publix, and we are making our ingredients work for us today.
We are. You know, in our last segment, we had a wonderful enchilada stack. But, you know, it just so happened, and we made a little bit extra filling.
So
we
need to do this in my house.
Well, I mean, my house,
too.
Makes
too much.
Right?
Yes.
So now we're going to figure out what we need to do with that. And to do so, we're going to turn to the pot. Soups are a wonderful thing to transition leftovers into. So if you will grab this bowl of stuff, and that's tomatoes, I'll grab our cilantro. We'll cruise back here. And here, I have our pot going with some onions, garlic, dried oregano. Can we go ahead and pour that one in here?
Perfect.
And this has green chilies, flour tortillas, chili powder, and some already cooked chicken. Could be rotisserie chicken. And then we have some tomatoes over there as well. So again, fire-roasted tomatoes. Oh. But as you look in here, that doesn't look like enough to do much for us, does it?
Not in my household.
Look at this right here. This is how much enchilada stuff that we have to work with. I'm going to go ahead and pour this into the pot, too. Oh, get it all in there. So we have corn, black bean, we have fire-roasted tomatoes, but now it looks more like a tortilla stew. Let's make it a soup. We're going to take some chicken stock and pour that in. Now, we like this one here with our natural gas because of the even heating from simmering. We need to let this simmer for about 10 to 15 minutes. Let everything just kind of warm through since it's already cooked, and the tortillas will break down and start to thicken it up for us.
I love this recipe, Chef Tony. I make tortilla soup at our house probably once a week whenever we get cold weather. Mm-hmm. My family's getting tortilla soup, but you have some meat. I love that you used our leftovers. If you don't have that, salsa works really well, right?
Salsa is a great addition to this. You already love salsa verde. I'm going to put some cilantro in here just to kind of mix that up for us. We'll let that simmer, and we'll garnish this with some cheddar cheese, sour cream, and avocado.
Awesome.
That's our soup.
For the chicken tortilla soup recipe and a look at all the Game Day Grub segments, make sure you visit peoplesgas.com/cooking.